I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Inside the Comedian with me, David Reed.
Join us. Andy,
yes.
Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you too.
Thank you for coming on the show finally.
My pleasure, yes.
I'm glad I finally got the right number for you. So, how have the years treated you so kindly?
Well, I think it's my health regime.
Right. Everyone's got to have one these days.
Yes. I find that large amounts of alcohol,
yes,
mixed with low-grade drugs,
right,
will get you through most situations and keep the skin fresh.
Right. Are the low-grade drugs important? The low-grade part of it important?
Well, you don't want to go higher than a C, no.
Right. I see. And does that sort of replace exercise, the low-grade drugs,
by
making you sort of slowly vibrate at a frequency invisible to the human eye?
I've got a very cunning way of getting my exercise.
Right.
What I do is I put myself in ridiculously dangerous situations.
Right.
In which the only way to escape is to run a long way fast.
Right.
This keeps me fit.
Right. You couldn't say just run a long way fast.
Well, no, there'd be no impulse to do
right.
it. Yes.
Yes, I can see that. And it's keeping you in remarkable trim. So
well, adrenaline helps, yes.
Adrenaline, yes. Absolutely. Can you become addicted to adrenaline, do you think?
I think you can, yes. Oh, I'd definitely say I was, yes.
And what class of drug is adrenaline?
I'd say that was about an E.
An E,
yeah.
A class E drug.
Oh, no, you better not say it's an E. No.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. Well, because E's an A, so that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it just
like
doesn't make any sense.
1950s vaudeville routine, but about Class A drugs.
Well, I think that's where it comes from. I think it comes from an Abbott and Costello routine.
That's
right. Yeah, you can see it now.
I can see it now. I mean, I kind of wish we had that clip, but it doesn't exist. So let's start at the beginning of your life and then walk forwards. And by walk, I mean sort of talk, hopefully.
Yeah.
Podcasts are better done through the verbal medium rather than exercise.
Yes.
But then let's talk forwards until me saying this, if that's
right.
All right.
Okay.
So you appear to have spent a lot of your youth trying to die. What was that about?
Well, what happened was I actually did die when I was 7, and I drowned in the Basingstoke Canal.
I hate to stop you there, but I... I'm not sure that's true.
No, it is. I was dead
because
I was dead for 4 minutes.
Our producer wouldn't book me a long dead man.
Yeah,
it was, I don't think he would.
September the 23rd, 1966, and I was testing my wellies in the Basingstoke Canal,
right.
And I slipped, fell in, and when they my brother ran and got my mum and dad, who were blackberry picking at the time,
right,
and they
as
came
a career
down.
Or just well, that afternoon.
It was my dad's birthday, so
oh,
it was
right.
a bit
nice,
of a treat
nice
for
outing.
Him.
Nice outing.
Yes. And
we'll go blackberry picking, drown one of our children, it'll be fun.
Well, we'd sort of wandered off and, okay. you know, found the canal. And the next thing, my brother ran and got them. When they got back, there was no sign of me, and there was a few bubbles coming up, so my father dived in. And when they got me out, I'd been dead for about 3.5 minutes. No heartbeat, no breathing.
Right.
And they pushed all the water out my lungs and then gave me the kiss of life. Because my mum had seen Dr. No the night before. So, and in that, Ursula Andress gives Sean Connery the kiss of life.
So it was your mum who kissed you?
Yes.
Was this your father's birthday tradition? Or?
It did become... Well, I then had two birthdays, of course, because one on his... And I shared a birthday with him.
Wow. So that is the day you came. You were reborn.
Yeah. So after that, I tended to think I was immortal, and so I would do ridiculously stupid things. I'd climb way too high up a tree until a branch would break, and I would fall 30 feet, and then get up and walk home.
Wow. I mean, that is too high up a tree. I mean, what is the highest you could get up a tree, do you think?
Safely. Well, I'm pretty sure I got to about 30 feet and landed on my arse and got up and walked away from it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to thank your arse.
Yes.
As you sound cat-like. They always say a cat always lands on its arse.
Yeah.
No matter how high you drop it from, it will just tuck its legs up to its chin and land on its cushioned arse. Yeah, exactly. And that's how they have 9 lives.
Yes, yes.
So when you finally die, touch wood,
yeah.
That you do die, which date will you put on the headstone, do you think?
Well, I think I'd put both. That would be, I'd put the one in June and the one in September up on
and
the...
Both and both birthdays as well.
Yeah. Yes, I guess, yes.
I mean, people walking past might think that's the strangest story of Siamese twins they've ever seen in their life.
Well, I'm always amazed when I get to it. Like, I've just turned 60, and yes. When I got to 20, I thought, well, I'm never going to get to 30. And then I got to 30, and I thought, I'm never going to get to 40. And so there's no way I'm going to get to 70.
Well, I beg to differ. You might be living proof that you can never die.
Yes, the human cockroach.
Yes. I've always thought that never dying would be the worst curse imaginable. Not because all your friends would die. You can make new friends.
Yeah.
But because one day the Earth is going to explode.
Yes.
And then you'll be left floating around in the vacuum of space with no trees to climb.
By then, they'll have invented time travel and I'll be able to go back and
okay.
See everyone again.
See everyone again. You look old, they would say.
I would.
You would. By then, hopefully. Touch wood. I'm taking advantage of the fact we have a wooden table for the first time on this show, so I'll be touching wood a lot during the programme. And I encourage everyone at home to do the same. So have you always had people laugh at you?
Yes. More than laugh with me.
Right. Okay.
Because it is those stupid situations that I get myself into, I think, that people find funny.
Right. Rather than what you have to say or the way you say things.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So it's more you're sort of a hapless, bumbling fool wandering around the globe not knowing what he's doing.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yes. And I'm quite happy with that. Yes.
Okay. Good. Is that marketable, do you think, to people?
This is my 40th year. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
So I think I'm getting away with it, but I'm starting to doubt myself now.
No. I mean, if you want to walk haplessly around this stage, feel free. I don't want you to feel like you're outside your comfort zone.
There's nothing to climb, really, is there?
No, there's absolutely nothing to climb. We're in basically a featureless room. You started your career in comedy in an unconventional way,
yes.
Didn't you? I mean, not in the clubs or theatres, but on the street. Were you just sort of screaming at random passers-by, or did it have sort of more method than that?
Well, actually, it was because I got mugged in Pamplona in Spain.
Right.
I went to...
By a bull, was it?
Well, no. That's why I was there.
Because they seem furious. I believe it would happen.
They are very angry once
they
get
are.
In
what
the street.
What could that be about? I do wonder.
It's actually the first time...
We give them homes, we give them jobs, and they're furious.
I know.
And they mugged you.
Up to that... Well, no, it wasn't the bulls that mugged me. It was I don't know who it was because I was half asleep and very drunk. But they took my wallet and my passport and my credit cards and everything and my camera. And I didn't have any money to get home. And I was sort of hitchhiking around Europe. And so I borrowed 4 oranges off a woman in the square and just juggled for 8 hours.
8 hours?
8 hours. And by the time I'd finished those 8 hours, I had a 10-minute act.
Was the act juggling?
Yes. It was juggling and sort of witticisms in between the balls.
Right, when you drop them, presumably.
Yes. Oh, yes. Like, so, damn that gravity and all that
right,
sort of
yeah,
stuff.
Right, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, there's a crowd-pleasing line.
Oh, yeah.
So there was form to it. You weren't sort of drunkenly... You said you were hammered at this point.
No, that was when I was mugged, when I came to. I thought, well, I missed the bull run. I thought, I need to stay an extra day. I need to make some money. So that's why I made £85, which in 1982 was a lot of money. I mean, beer was only 10p a pint.
And in Spain as well. I mean, how those people found all the pounds sterling to give you, it's quite... no wonder it took 8 hours.
No, it was all in pesetas.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which I then exchanged.
You exchanged?
I used it to get home, basically.
Right.
Then I went straight to Covent Garden, and I thought, I'll do it there. But then they didn't understand the Spanish, so I had to...
Of course.
I had to rewrite the act again. But after a year...
of learning Spanish. or English, perhaps. Yeah. I don't know.
Spanish. But after a year, I had a good
10-minute act.
Well, no, it was shit.
But it was shit. You've taken a long, long route to come up with 10 minutes of shit. Then,
I used
you?
To juggle pig's kidneys in those days. Which were... And then catch one in my mouth. And it was... It was
yes,
impressive
I'm with
because
you on this one.
No. The skill is they're very slippery and so difficult to juggle.
Yes, and they're often inside pigs.
Yeah. It did used to upset.
Preferably inside pigs. In fact,
it used to upset the people in the front row who used to get covered in the blood, but. I'd lose them, but the rest of the audience would love that.
Well, that's the thing about a front row. If you lose them, you've got another front row.
Exactly. Who were happy that they got covered in blood and not them. And they gave more money because of that.
Wow, just to not be covered in blood.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that sounds foul. I'm so glad you gave up your pig's kidneys.
My juggling,
was
yes.
It your,
yeah, pig's kidneys.
How did you find that a pig's kidney was the best thing? Did you try any other objects first?
I tried lamb's hearts. I tried...
Were you in a butcher's when you came up with this? Bean bags or batons.
I was having deviled kidneys one night. That's how it started. And I thought, what can I juggle? I'm bored of juggling oranges and grapes and pineapples and all the other stuff.
What a weird meal you were having.
I thought, I could do the kidneys. I've got three kidneys. I could do those. So I juggled them and it got quite a response.
Was three your limit, do you think?
With kidneys, yes. But I got up to five with balls.
With balls?
Yes.
Right, okay. Pig's balls?
No. No, just juggling balls.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
If you'd like to see the next series of Inside the Comedian recorded live, then we have a monthly residency at King's Place Theatre in London. For full details, go to mrdavidreed.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You were spotted eventually. Let's move on.
Well, I was spotted, yeah.
You were spotted, weren't you?
Mainly by the
pigeons. Somebody saw you going, that poor butcher's apprentice, he's gone quite mad. He shouldn't be on the street anymore.
No.
I'll put an end to this.
So they gave us a kids' TV show.
That's how it used to work back in the day. Yeah. It was a sort of charitable thing.
Janet Street Porter liked us and she invited us to do this.
She was going around finding a lot of people who were manhandling animal produce at that time.
Yeah, Magenta Divine was one of those.
That's right. Yeah. Used to kick a liver across a gymnasium floor at incredible speed.
Yeah.
And so you got on television off the back of animal abuse.
Really? Yes, I suppose. And also the fact that we didn't mind sort of falling off high things.
Right.
Or falling into very murky water, or we basically did all our own stunts because you could in those days. I mean, nowadays.
Oh, you could at these days. If anyone fell into murky water these days, they'd be immediately fired. So, from children's television, we're slowly working towards comedy from juggling, which is about as far away as you can get.
It is.
So you became massive around this time.
Yes,
you did, and you also became very famous.
Both, yes.
Yes. And what has been your crowning achievement, would you say? What are you most proud of having done in those giddy highs of your career?
I think commentating on the American Football Super Bowl 22 in San Diego at Jack Murphy Stadium.
Right.
That was a big one.
Right. Right. I mean, we're all big fans.
The thing was, I had bleached hair.
Right.
And I had at the time...
It had a permanent effect on you.
Yeah. I had a 6-inch orange octopus earring as well. And I was introduced...
A live octopus?
Or? No, sadly dead.
Sadly dead.
And I was introduced to Coach Don Shula, who was the winningest most coach in American football history and still is. But he for some reason, because of my bleached hair, I suppose, and my 6-inch octopus earring, he thought he was convinced I was gay. So every time I moved closer to him in the box, he would move away until in the end we were up against the wall of the box and you could hear the Japanese commentators in the next box.
Why were you continually moving closer to this man with your octopus earring?
I was trying to get in a two-shot, as they call it in the business.
I see, you were being professional.
I was.
Well,
but the coach wasn't.
No, he was not being professional. But, of course, everyone was afraid of the octopuses back in those days as being a sign of homosexuality. it's gone out of fashion these days.
In the prime,
you used to wear an octopus in your back pocket in Victorian London. And
exactly.
People would know where you stood.
The early Pride marches were fueled on calamari.
That's right. They smelt terrible, but looked fabulous. That sounds like it wouldn't be the height of your career.
No.
Well, obviously... In this country, I mean.
This country. I'd say taking part in the Ben Nevis Lilo race was quite a big
one. Oh, Ben Nevis was a huge star back in the day. And his Lilo race was legendary.
Ben and I would take the Lilos out on a Sunday morning.
It was just the two of them.
Yeah. And we'd race each other around the coast.
Around the coast.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's very hard to race a Lilo, as it tends to just go where the currents will take
it. And the prevailing wind, obviously.
That's right, yes, if you have a particularly big shirt. And you would always win.
Yes.
Did you ever let Ben win once?
No.
Why not?
It's not in my nature. I'm a competitive man.
You are.
And yes, I would never let anyone win if I just for the sake of letting them win. They have to learn how to win and then beat me.
Right. And has anyone in your history of having this attitude ever learnt how to win and then beaten you?
My son and my daughter.
Good. At Lilo Racing or...?
No, Mario Kart.
Mario Kart. Yes,
they both thrash me now.
Oh. Oh. Physically?
If I ask.
If you ask. Mm. Interesting. It took a turn. It took a turn. And we're back to kissing mother on daddy's birthday again, aren't we? So, do you think you could have ever... you could ever top those days? I mean... are you sort of sliding down sliding down the barrel? That's
well,
what the phrase is. Are you sliding down the barrel?
I'm headed that way, yes. I mean,
are you just warming up? Are you on the touch line, as they say in American football?
I've started
having a bit of jog up and down, getting ready to come on and really throw that field goal for six.
Yes. Because I've got lots... I don't think you ever stop learning, do you, in life? And I've just written a book. And
right,
you've also
you've decided to start learning by writing things down.
Yes,
I'd suggest reading a book. That's more traditional.
Is that the way you do it?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. See what other people have to say.
Not too vain for that.
Oh, fair enough. Well, then tell us your vague ramblings.
So, well, I've written a book, and also, but now I'm sort of we're also doing cruise ships now because. The show that I'm involved in at the moment is the Comedy Store Players, which is based on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right.
So now we do a show called Cruise Line Is It Anyway?
Very clever.
Yes. And
thank God they rhymed.
Yeah. And we're out on the boats now, and I think that's the way most of our older comics are sort of heading that way now.
What, to sea?
Yeah.
Literally out to sea.
Out to sea, bobbing
slowly
around.
Being encouraged towards a seaside town, then onto a pier. Yeah. It's like, oh, look, it looks warmer on the boat. Yeah. Off you go. Bye-bye.
Yeah, what day bye-bye. Is it today? Oh, it must be Sweden. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, doesn't matter where it's sea.
No, yeah, exactly.
Makes no difference. So slowly moving out to sea is the trajectory.
I think that's where I'm headed, yeah.
Right.
But I'd like to be buried at sea, actually. That'd be quite...
Very hard. The water keeps moving.
Yeah.
Very hard to be buried at sea.
Is it?
Yes. It's quite expensive to get the equipment and the personnel who know really how to do that.
How to dig that hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot easier to be buried on land.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll cremated at sea, very hard as well.
Yeah.
Because of the moisture.
Yeah.
Because of the moisture.
Everything's damp.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how, what the best form of sea burial would be.
Mm.
Maybe exploded at sea.
Fired from a cannon, yeah.
Fired it from a cannon, yeah, that would be quite good.
Yeah, shark bait.
I think that sounds nicer than just being sort of buried at sea, as you say. Just putting a coffin and then... trying to
well,
put
my
water
dad left.
On
my
top.
Dad left his body to medical science.
Right. What was
and,
he used for?
Well, they know they.
Did they tell you? Did they send you a letter?
My dad was just very tight, and he didn't want to pay for a funeral, so he decided that he would leave his body to medical science.
Wow.
But the so how do all you get the hospitals closure? On the all the hospitals on the south coast said no, we don't want him. We've got it was just after Christmas, and they had a lot of dead bodies already, so they. So I ended up having to pay for the funeral.
What a I mean, that's insult to injury, isn't it? It's like, his last wish was to give to the medical community. Let's have a look. No.
Not him.
No, not him. Not him. What an absolute pisser.
I know, and he had four different types of
Could
cancer.
Could you not have done some experiments on him and just given him what he wanted? Find out what happens when, you know...
How many lemons can you conceal?
Yeah, can you conceal... Science eventually asks every question. Yeah. That's the way it works.
I know. Someone would have got a grant for it, wouldn't they?
They would have done. Yeah. They would have done. Well, that's a shame. I'm sorry about that. So you wouldn't leave your own body to medical science?
No. They probably wouldn't have it.
That's a shame. They're very picky, aren't they?
They are.
These days.
But there's probably a lot to learn from my body.
Really? Why do you say that? You think you're a medical marvel?
I have got one of the biggest livers in the country.
Really?
Yes.
You should be careful. A juggler will want to punt it across the gymnasium.
Yeah, I had a kidney stone removed about 10 years ago. And
right, are you still in touch?
Yeah, I've got it on the mantelpiece.
That's
and
very nice.
They did an MRI scan, and I said, "What's that big thing there?" And the doctor said, "Well, that is the biggest liver I have ever seen." And
wow,
that was your
liver. That was on the stone.
No,
that was your.
It
liver.
Was wrapped around the kidney, so it was like it was massive. And I said, "Well, is it distended? Is it?" Should I be worried? And he said, no, you've just got the biggest liver I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Which explains a lot, really.
It does. It does. It's had to work very hard. It's basically a bodybuilder, your liver.
Yes.
Would you mind if I asked you some questions from Twitter? I've asked your fans if they have anything they'd like to ask.
I've got
you.
Fans.
yes, and he replied. He replied. He pulled through. So, at Peterborough, Pete Peterborough, says, what's your best celebrity spot? I once saw Laurence Olivier coming out of a Happy Eater. I am 108 years old.
I bought Samuel Beckett a dry sherry in 1981.
Did you ever meet him?
Yes, he was stood next to me when I bought it for him. Yes.
Otherwise, that's very hopeful.
Yeah. That's the one I'm proudest of.
That's pretty good.
And I once got a lift off this bloke from Edinburgh back to Selkirk. I was hitching back to Liverpool, and we turned up. He said, "Oh, you won't get another lift. Come back and stay at my parents' house." He was 18. I said, "That'd be fantastic." Went in. He said, "You're in the Africa room." It was this massive house. And
you know you've entered another world when they say you're in the Africa room.
And it had lots of rugs, animal hides around the room.
Thank
and
God for that.
Assegai spears and shields. And
sure.
And I went to bed and he said, "Breakfast is at 8:30. We'll see you down there." And I didn't have a watch in those days or a phone. This was back in 1980. And
a lot harder to carry a landline with you back then.
Yes. Yeah, especially when hitchhiking.
Yes.
And I could hear people moving around in the morning. I thought I'll go down and see who, you know, say hello. Don't be rude. So I went down and there was a man, short man in his dressing gown, cooking at the Arga at the far end of the kitchen. And right. I said, "Hello." And he turned around and he said, "You must be the hitchhiker." And I said, "Yes. And you must be David Steele, the leader of the Liberal Party." For it was him.
Wow. And he had an Africa room. Doesn't sound so liberal these days, does it? Doesn't sound so liberal these days.
They were all presents from trade commissions.
Right, I see, I see. Okay, you've got to put them somewhere.
You can't that's what
put,
he told
you
me.
You can't
anyway.
Put them all in the downstairs toilet. No, that's fair enough. At Goading Toads writes... would you go to live on Mars if they offered? Don't know who they are. Would you live on another world if that's where the human race is headed?
No. It would take 10 years to get there, wouldn't it?
Probably a while, yeah.
I'd get bored.
I mean, you'd only have, a new 10 minutes by then? It hardly seems worth it.
Not even
and
that.
The gravity would fuck it up anyway when you arrive.
Yeah, that would make juggling easier, if anything.
It's true, yeah. But just you'll leave arrive them. And everyone will be jugglers. So you're like, no! My one skill! What a shame. At Pong in a Thermos writes, top five crisp flavours, go!
Right. Bovril, chicken, beef, smoky bacon, and of course, cheese and onion.
Wow, so one non-meaty at the end. For help.
Well, I've got gout, so when I get a bad...
You've got gout?
Yeah, when I get
you
a bad...
You should have told me before, I don't want to catch it.
You can't catch it.
Can you not?
No.
What about all of the fine dining I'm getting off you right now? Just talking in close proximity to one another.
I hope you hadn't noticed.
Yes. You get gout from going into too many Africa rooms, I guess.
I think so, yeah.
I think that's about right.
Too many... The liver, obviously squashing the kidneys doesn't help.
No, of course. Has the liver been sat on your kidneys all this time?
Well, it sort of encompasses them, yeah. Wrapped
You've
round.
Got a sort of internal bum bag, is what I'm imagining.
Yeah. So the kidneys have just given up producing the hormone that breaks down uric acid, which is why you get gout. So.
Your liver's dictating your life now, whereas it sounds like it was very much the other way around before.
Yeah, I have caned it a bit.
Yeah, you have. I think you've had your time.
But then that's why I didn't think I was going to get to 60, you know. And
yeah,
here I am.
That's true. But, well, touch wood, you'll make it to 70 and no more.
Well, I'd like you to be there at the cannon when it goes
I'd
off.
Love to be there. who would light the fuse, pull the cord, however cannons work?
Joe Pasquale, I think.
Joe Pasquale. It would be nice. It would be nice for Joe Pasquale to outlive you, wouldn't it? That would be very nice. That'd be a nice feeling.
Very satisfying for him to say. how would you fire a cannon?
yes, I don't know. What did they say?
Five.
Pull.
Four. Three. Two. One. Fire.
Fire.
Turned out nice again.
No, that's not him, is it?
I think. That was the man with the unicycle.
The unicycle, yes.
The
George
ukulele.
Foreman, the one with the unicycle. Well, that's all we've got time for. Andy Smart, thank you for letting us inside you.
Thank you very much.
Andy Smart.
Thank you for listening to Inside the Comedian with me, your host, David Reed. If you've enjoyed the show, then please help us spread the word by following @InsideComedian on Twitter.
Tired
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.